I'm speaking with Lee Purvis, prescription drug policy principal at AARP Public Policy. Lee, thank you so much for taking some time for me. Really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Happy to be here.
Well, starting next year, 2025, the annual out-of-pocket prescription drug costs will be capped for millions of Part D Medicare enrollees. This is something that came about because of the Inflation Reduction Act that passed a couple of years ago. First off, Lee, talk about these caps and how it's going to benefit older Americans.
Yeah, this is a hugely important new protection for people in Medicare prescription drug plans. Previously, they did not have a limit on how much they had to spend out of pocket on their prescription drugs every year. So the fact that there's now going to be a new $2,000 cap in 2025 is hugely important because we were often hearing about people who were spending upwards of $10,000 just on their prescription drugs. So a really important new protection.
Yeah, it seems like it. I mean, that could potentially be, life-changing for a lot of people when you're talking about that much money for people living on a fixed income, certainly.
Absolutely.
So there's a new AARP report, I understand, about, analyzing kind of the number of enrollees who are going to be benefited by this. What did that report find regarding how much people are going to save really on average here?
Yeah, first of all, we realized that there are a lot of people who are going to benefit from this. We took a look at how many people would benefit between 2025 and 2029, and we found that more than 3 million people are going to hit the cap in 2025, and that number is going to grow to over 4 million by 2029. So we are talking about millions of people who are going to benefit from this new cap. And in terms of savings, on average, about 40% of those people are going to see annual savings of $1,000 or more. But there are some people who are going to see savings of $5,000 or more. So really some important and big savings, to your point, for people who are on fixed incomes.
Yeah. And of course, this, is coming at a time when a couple of big things are happening, just to say the least, in the lives of Americans. We've got the of course, the election is happening. That's kind of right around the corner, and the annual enrollment period for Medicare, kind of all converging at the same time. You know, Medicare has been one of the issues on the campaign trail as well. This is though sounds like it's separate from that $35 cap on insulin that we have heard talked about out there, right?
Oh, it's actually part of that law that you referred to, the Inflation Reduction Act of 2022, that was wrapped into there as well. There are a lot of really important protections in there, and the out-of-pocket cap is just one of them. That $35 cap on insulin copays is part of it. You can now get free recommended vaccines. There's also Medicare drug price negotiation, which is allowing Medicare to negotiate the prices of some high-cost drugs, and we're already seeing that going into effect. So there are a lot of different things that were included in that law that we're trying to make sure people are aware of, and this out-of-pocket cap is just one of them.
Very good. Anything else that's going into effect this coming year as part of the law that you wanted to highlight, or anything else that you wanted to share about it?
Yeah, there is another change that kind of works in conjunction with this out-of-pocket cap. And it's something that is kind of new to everyone. It's called smoothing. And what it is allowing people to spread their out-of-pocket costs over the entire plan year. So previously, you could have months when you were in a prescription drug plan where you were spending $1,000 or more. And what they're going to do now is allow you to, for example, if you're going to hit that cap, spread that $2,000 cap cost all the way across the plan year. So that can really reduce costs for people who were facing some pretty substantial copays in an individual month and allow them to spread it out over time, which hopefully will help them with their bills and paying for other important things because they'll no longer be facing those high prescription drug costs. So that's going into effect next year as well.
Wow. Yeah, that's huge. We often talk about in a lot of our programs with the Retirement.Radio network that it's more about when saving for retirement, it's more about having income than it is about that one sort of big lump sum. And so, being able to spread that out over the year seems to be like it would be really, really helpful as far as being able to pay that with whatever income you have in your retirement years.
Exactly. And that's the intent.
Very good. Well, Lee Purvis with AARP, where can folks go if they'd like more information?
People who want to learn more about this issue can go to aarp.org/Part D Spending Cap.
Wonderful. Lee, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.